Hello, 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 my friends, wherever you are in the world, Pastor Mackenzie Kambizi coming your way again. I want to believe that some of you may be asleep somewhere, some of you just waking up in the morning. Where I am, it's in the afternoon. And so I just want to say to you, have a wonderful, wonderful day, wherever you are. Progress on purpose, where we are practical, relevant, and definitely biblical. It has to come from the Word. So I just want to invite you to come this way. I have a word to share with us. I've got a coaching that I want to offer to us. I was just doing my devotions, preparing for my preachments that I do have for the month of February and beyond. And as I'm just studying, I came to this very familiar psalm, which many of you may know. I know you do know it already. Psalm 121. Psalm 121. It shouted at me today. It kind of opened up my eyes a little bit. And I just want to share with us, okay? And we're praying. Father, give us understanding. Open up our eyes and help us, Lord, with this knowledge. Amen. Listen, Psalm 121. Psalm 121, progress and purpose. We are practical, relevant, and biblical, of course. And so I was just looking at Psalm 121 and preparing for these preachments that are coming and these teachings and these many other assignments that I have to just but do. And I was looking at Psalm 121 and something jumped out of this psalm. It's a psalm that I love to go to and just pick up some things from it and get empowered for my journey. But today, something jumped out. So I want to talk to us about learning to see. Learn to see. Learn to see. When I look at the book of Psalm, it's not even the book, Psalm 121, it says this, something that it really moved me. Psalm 121 and verse 1 starts this way. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. I will lift up my eyes to the hills. Then he comes with the question, from whence comes my help? I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. And where does my help come from? My friend, I just want us to talk about learn to see. I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. He starts with the hills. He asks the question, and then the rest of the psalm, he is explaining to us that God is my helper. My help comes from him, and God is my keeper. God is my preserver. But I just want to anchor on verse 1, stanza 1. I will lift up my eyes to the hills, and from where does my help come from? Here it is. I'm really learning that it is a matter of perspective. It is a matter of perspective. It is a matter of how you see, how you look, and what it is that you see. It's a matter of perspective. Life is a matter of perspective. Life in God, your walk with God, is a matter of perspective. The psalmist is asking the question, I lift up my eyes. It starts with what I see. From where does my help come from? And then, he's looking at the hills, and yet he starts declaring those things that God is, the one who is there to help him. And I just want to share with you three things that are really important that develop into the other things that we need to conclude in our lives. It's a matter of perspective. In other words, it matters for you to understand that there are opportunities for every obstacle. Yeah, I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where comes my help? Well, when you read the rest of the story, you discover, listen, as you look, you're going to discover that there are opportunities for every obstacle. In other words, there is an opportunity in every obstacle. And the second thing you discover, my friend, is that there are possibilities in every problem. And you need to understand there are possibilities for every problem, and there are possibilities in every problem. It's a matter of learning to see. Learn to see those possibilities for every problem, those possibilities in every problem, and learning to see that there are opportunities in every obstacle, don't matter what it is, don't matter how big, don't matter how ragged, don't matter how intimidating an obstacle is, there are always opportunities in every obstacle. And the third thing I want you to understand, my friend, is that there are always stepping stones for every stumbling block. Did you hear what I said? There are always stepping stones for every stumbling block. Let me flip that thing. There are always stepping stones in every stumbling block. Well, the psalmist says in 121 verse 1, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My friend, I want to challenge you today to learn learn to see. It's a matter of perspective. It matters how you see and watch things in your life. Yes, all of us got challenges. All of us have got mountains. All of us have got things that are going to come our way. Life is made up of obstacles. Life is made up of problems. And life is made up of stumbling blocks. But you must learn to see opportunities for every obstacle. Learn to see possibilities for every problem. Learn to see stepping stones for every stumbling block. Don't focus on the failure. Don't focus on the failure. Learn to focus on your future. Learn to focus on your future. Some of you may ask, why? Why, Pastor? How can I learn to focus, to not focus on my failure, but focus on my future? Why should I even do that? Well, I want you to understand Psalm 121, verse 1. I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. Where comes my help? And I like verse 2. He says, my help comes from the Lord. So to the question, why should I focus, not focus on my failures, but focus on my future? Why? We find that in verse 2, he says, listen, my help comes from the Lord. Because let me tell you something, child of God, don't matter what obstacles you are facing right now, don't matter what problems are coming your way or you are in right now, don't matter how huge the stumbling block that's stepping and blocking your passageway into the destiny that God has given you, I want you to understand you can focus on your future and refuse to focus on your failure. Why? Because God loves to turn things around. We serve a God who specializes in turning things around. He loves God, this God we serve. He loves to turn our failures into success. That is the story of the Bible. Every personality, every character in the book, it took God to turn their failures into success. You need to learn to see that you serve a God who loves to turn defeat into victory. That is the story of the Bible, all the way from the Garden of Eden, all the way to New Jerusalem. It is a God who specializes in turning our defeats into victory. God loves to turn our disappointments, my friends, into determination. If it were not for the Lord, you need to learn to see that, listen, you can focus on your future and forget about your failure, because God, you serve a God who loves to turn your failure, our failure, into success. God loves to turn our defeats into victory. This God that I love and you love, he specializes in turning our disappointments into determination. This God that you love and I love, he specializes in turning our challenges into character development opportunities. My friend, wherever you are, learn to see. Learn to see. Psalm 121, 1, I'll lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? It's a matter of perspective, and this matters. There are opportunities for every obstacle. There are possibilities for every problem. Listen to me out there. There are stepping stones for every stumbling block. Listen, refuse to focus on your failure and focus on your future. And to the question, why should I do that? Because you serve a God of Psalm 121, verse 2. My help comes from the Lord. What does that mean? Well, God loves to turn our failure into success. God loves to turn our defeat into victory. God loves to turn our disappointments into determination. God loves to turn our challenges into character development opportunities. That's just what God loves. So you may ask me the question, Pastor Cambizi, so what should I do? Now I know why I should do it. So what should I do? Well, I'm glad you asked that question. So here it is, my child of God, learn to see. It's a matter of perspective. So what should I do? I'm glad you asked that. Now refuse to let failure define you. Oh, you didn't hear what I'm saying. Refuse to make a moment define a lifetime. God looks at your picture. God always starts from completion. The fact that you are here, it means God has already seen you win the battles that you are struggling with. God has already seen you overcoming things that are holding you down right now. So refuse to let a moment define your lifetime. Refuse to let failure define you. Refuse to let failure discourage you. Refuse to let failure make you wallow in it. Refuse to let failure make you beat yourself up. Listen to me, child of God. Learn to see failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. It is. It's all in the matter of perspective. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where comes my help? It is. Learn to see. Learn to see. Learn to see. Whatever obstacle that's in front of you, learn to see opportunities in it. Whatever problem you have right now, learn to see possibilities in it. Whatever stumbling block that's in front of you right now, learn to see stepping stones. That's the story of the Bible. I was just studying Psalm 121 and it made me shout. It made me run around because I discovered in Psalm 121 that God, my help comes from God. He's my helper. It says, He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He is my keeper. Not only is He my helper, He is my keeper. Verse 4 says, behold, He who keeps Israel. Uh-oh, here it is again. God is my keeper. And it says, God is your keeper. That's verse 5. I like that. Anybody out there who knows that no matter what you're looking at, right now, no matter what's intimidating your faith, you need to understand you've got a God who is a keeping God. I know God is faithful. God has never lost a battle. And if God is your keeper, you can go to sleep. The Bible says He never sleeps nor slumbers. That, in other words, it doesn't work. It doesn't help for you and God to be awake at the same time. You, my friend, learn to trust God. Learn to see God in all of your situation. God is your helper. God is your keeper. And it goes on to say He's your shade in verse 5 at your right hand. In other words, He is right there at the right hand of power. God got all the power reserved for you. Learn to see. And verse 6 says, the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. Can I get somebody to shout out there? Just say, God, you are an awesome God, that God is going to preserve you from all evil. I know you're afraid of haters. I know there are people who are after your character, assassinating you, saying nasty things and negative things about you. But child of God, I want you to understand, if God preserves you from all evil, I can tell you, you can go to sleep with a smile on the face, because with Jesus in the vessel, we can truly smile at the storm. Why? Because we've learned to see that no matter how much evil come our way, as long as God is preserver, He'll preserve you from all evil. Watch this. He shall preserve your soul. That's verse 7, Psalm 121, and verse 8 of Psalm 121. It makes me shout. It says, the Lord shall preserve your going out. Oh, the Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. You are watched front, back, and center. God is watching on you. Learn to see. It's a matter of perspective. God is watching. God is faithful to you. Psalm 121. Go read it and meditate on it. You're going to discover that, listen, man, you can start your morning with gratitude. Write 6 things you are grateful for God. Before you go to bed, write another 6 things you are grateful for God. I've discovered when you start your day in gratitude and you close your day in gratitude, Minister Watkins, you are going to discover that you have no reason to be scared of nothing. It's a matter of perspective. Learn to see. I lift up my eyes unto the hills. From where comes my help? What did you see? What did you see, David? Well, the Lord, my help comes from the Lord. Is that what you saw? Yeah. Why? Because I learn to see opportunities in every obstacle. I've learned to see possibilities in every problem. And I've learned to see stepping stones in every stumbling block. Child of God, learn to see failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. It's a matter of perspective. Progress on purpose. God got your back. Verse 8 says, the Lord shall preserve your going out. God got you. He is going to preserve you in the front. And then the book says, and you're coming in. So you got Sister Rice, Aretha Price. That's my girl. You have God's protection on the front end and on the back end. That's why the Bible says, in all things, give thanks, oh God, for all things work together for good. Because I've got a God who is keeping me on the front end and on the back end. So to the question, I will lift up my eyes to the hills. From whence comes my help? Praise the Lord, I have learned to see opportunities in every obstacle. I've learned to see possibilities in every problem. I've learned to see stepping stones for every stumbling block. Child of God, be blessed as you believe in this God. You have a reason to smile. You got to have God on the inside. And you are worried about stuff. God is your preserver. He's your keeper. You go to sleep. Watch this. The Bible says He never sleeps nor slumbers. Oh, which means God watching you at night. God watching you at the day. All night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. I've learned to see progress on purpose. Blessings on you, my friends, as you journey. Do more, because ye, my friend, you matter in the economy of God. Blessings on you.